Thanks for joining us for Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. I'm Austin Maines, and I will be leading our youth panel discussion today on modesty. Joining me in studio today are Ashley Silver, Elise Carnahan, Katrina Wright, and Alan Jensen. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, glad no problem. Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First, let's have each of you tell us where you are from and how old you are.
I'm Ashley Silver, and I'm from Spanish Fork, Utah, and I am 16.
I'm Elise Carnahan. I'm 15, and I'm from Kaysville, Utah.
I'm Katrina Wright, and I'm 17, and I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
I'm Dallin Jensen. I'm 14, and I'm from Syracuse, Utah.
Let's begin by defining modesty. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? And in True to the Faith, it states, modesty is an attitude of humility and decency in dress, grooming, language, and behavior. If you are modest, you do not draw undue attention to yourself. Instead, you seek to glorify God in your body and in your spirit. What does it mean to you to be modest, and why should we dress modestly?
Well, I think for starters, it's a commandment. And everything, really, about having faith is obedience. And so, to start off with, like, your main focus for dressing modesty should be to obey what the prophet has said.
I think if we dress nicely, it shows a lot about us and others around us. If we dress nicely, it can show who we hang out with and what we are like.
I also think being modest is not just what you wear and everything, but what you say and what's from the inside.
I think it's not all about dress and appearance. It's also how you are inside and your spirit. True to the Faith states, prophets have always counseled us to dress modestly. This counsel is founded on the truth that the human body is God's sacred creation. Respect your body as a gift from God. Through your dress and appearance, you can show the Lord that you know how precious your body is. Maintain high standards of modesty for all occasions. Do not lower your standards to draw attention to your body or to seek approval from others. True disciples of Jesus Christ maintain the Lord's standard regardless of current fashions or pressure from others. President N. Eldon Tanner once cautioned us with these words, "Modesty in dress is a quality of mind and heart, born of respect for oneself, one's fellow men, and the Creator of us all." Modesty reflects an attitude of humility, decency, and propriety. Consistent with these principles and guided by the Holy Spirit, let parents, teachers, and youth discuss the particulars of dress, grooming, and personal appearance, and with free agency, accept responsibility and choose the right. How do our choices of the way we dress affect others? Why should other people care how we dress?
I think it can make someone feel uncomfortable just by what someone else is wearing.
And I think also the way you're dressed, let's say when you're hanging out with friends, it has a lot to do with what you guys will be doing. I mean, if you're dressed, you know, nice, you'll do clean, wholesome activities, like go see a movie or go to the mall.
People could take to you differently. They could think you're a different kind of person than you really are if you dressed unmodestly.
Yeah, I think it really tells people who you are inside and also tells people who you would like to be. True to the Faith states, revealing and sexually suggestive clothing, which includes short shorts and skirts, tight clothing, and shirts that do not cover the stomach, can stimulate desires and actions that violate the Lord's law of chastity. Have you ever felt affected by what others were wearing, positively or negatively?
Well, I think that the atmosphere of a room is affected a lot by what other people are wearing. And if people are wearing, like, revealing clothing and such, then it makes people around them feel uncomfortable.
I've definitely been influenced positively and negatively just by what someone's wearing. For example, I have this girl in one of my classes, and she always wears a shirt that comes up high enough that she wears either tank tops over or just another shirt so that nothing will be revealed or even if she bends down. And everyone loves her, and she's just such a good example to everyone.
How do you feel when a girl dressed immodestly passes by compared to when a modestly dressed girl passes by?
When a girl that's dressed modestly is by me, I feel more comfortable. I feel like I can talk to them and have a conversation, as opposed to when I see an immodestly dressed girl, I think, this is uncomfortable. I really don't want to be here. It's not right.
Yeah, I think when I'm talking to a modest girl, I feel lots more comfortable and it's easier to carry on a conversation. When I'm talking to an immodest girl, it makes me uncomfortable and I'm not at ease when I talk to them. How do you girls feel when you are standing next to a guy and you are modestly dressed?
I know that bathing suits, like, you know, they're bathing suits, and I feel really uncomfortable in them. I usually will wear shorts over them or a t-shirt sometimes too, and then take it off when I get to the swimming pool. But I see other girls that are just wearing, like, a bikini, maybe, and I don't know how they do that. I would feel so uncomfortable, like, I would want to just hide myself the whole time, you know?
Yeah. I also think that it's more casual, because at this age, I mean, we don't want anything, like, serious and scary. We just want to be friends, you know? And it's more casual when you can just talk to a guy and you can focus on the conversation instead of having to focus on pulling your shirt in or pulling your skirt down. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's a more friendly atmosphere.
I can tell that they're more comfortable than, like, with other girls. Say, if I'm at a dance and most of the girls aren't modestly dressed at all, and I can tell that the boys I'm with are more comfortable to be with someone who is wearing a dress that isn't as revealing. And once a boy told me that he'd gone on a date with a girl, and they were at a dance, and she was wearing a really immodest dress, and he felt really uncomfortable and didn't know where to hold her when they were dancing. So it's nice to know that if you're modestly dressed, then the boys who you really want to be with actually appreciate it.
Also, one of my home teachers, he just started college, and he's like an older brother to me. And he was telling me about this girl that he really liked, and he finally had the guts to ask her out on a date, and they went with, I think, 4 other couples. And so there was a lot of them, and they showed up, and I want to say they were at an arcade or playing laser tag or something, and the girls weren't dressed up to standards. And he said the whole date was awkward, and he and his buddies ended up leaving early. And the girls, they didn't understand, they didn't get it. And he told him, he's like, we weren't comfortable. And why should we have to stay in a situation where we're not comfortable? And that girl really missed out. And so I think that just dressing modestly, it just, yeah, it makes them more comfortable.
And I know that some girls try to lower their standards and dress immodestly to try to attract boys. But the boys that are attracted by that aren't really the type of boys that we want to be with. And if we attract boys to us that way, then that is going to be who we hang out with, and we will have lower standards, and then it could lead away from there.
Whatever you wear is the kind of boys you're going to attract, and if you want a good, modest boy, then, or even a husband later on, then you're going to want to dress the same way. It has to be both ways.
Let's listen to a quote from Elder M. Russell Ballard.
For example, they need to understand that when they wear clothing that is too tight, too short, or too low cut, they not only send the wrong message to young men with whom they associate, but they also perpetuate in their own minds the fallacy that a woman's value is dependent solely upon her sensual appeal. This never has been, nor will it ever be, within the righteous definition of a faithful daughter of God.
What does that mean to you guys?
I know that there's some girls at my school that base how they feel about themselves on what they're wearing. And once you get to know them and talk to them, you realize that it's not just if you judge them on that and saw them as that way, that they really just aren't like that, but they have such a better personality underneath. But you think of them that way because they think of them that way.
I think some people believe that people will only look at them for their dress and appearance, not who they are inside or what type of person they are.
Well, there's the saying, just to impress. And I know that has to do a lot with business interviews and such. But I think it has a lot to do just on a daily basis. You want to be dressed in a way that people can see who you are inside. Because, I mean, we're all fun. We all like excitement, you know. And it's just that when you dress with lower standards, you might just scare people away, even if you really are, you know, fun, so.
How does dress and appearance express who we are?
It can show a lot about your personality and who you really are. When people dress a certain way, people might see them that way, and that might get them to think, oh, she's not that kind of person, or she is that kind of person. If we dress modestly, it may set an example for other people.
Well, I think just in schools, there's always cliques, and you think, well, they're the band geeks because they're always wearing their band shirts or just stuff like that. But it's also with modesty that you can tell who respects himself and who doesn't.
True to the Faith states, your clothing expresses who you are. It sends messages about you, and it influences the way you and others act. When you are well-groomed and modestly dressed, you can invite the companionship of the Spirit and exercise a good influence on those around you. How do you balance having your own style and sometimes trying to stand out?
Well, I'm really into fashion. It's one of the few things in life that gets me really excited, and I love watching runways and photo shoots, but they aren't always modest. And that's really hard when something is so cute, but it doesn't have sleeves, or it's too short. And so there's always options where you can always hem it, make it longer, you can put a cardigan over it, put a t-shirt underneath. I mean, there's always ways to make the fashion up to your standards.
And sometimes you stand out by not wearing that newest fashionable thing. Sometimes you stand out by sticking to your standards and dressing modestly. Let's listen to a quote from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland.
To fully claim Heavenly Father's blessings and protection, we ask you to stay true to the standards of the gospel of Jesus Christ and not slavishly follow the whims of fads and fashions. The church will never deny your moral agency regarding what you should wear and how you should look. But the church will always declare standards and will always teach principles.
You're listening to Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. Today we are discussing modesty. How can we know if what we are wearing is appropriate?
I think just if you're being modest, then you're not going to be sitting there and feeling uncomfortable in different positions or just uncomfortable the whole time, moving around, trying to keep your shirt in one spot. It needs to be so you can play a game of football or go play dodgeball and know that you're not going to be showing anything.
I really do think the same thing. If you're feeling really uncomfortable with what you wear, you shouldn't be wearing it in the first place.
If you ask yourself, would I be comfortable wearing this around someone I respect and someone I love, would they approve of it and would I approve of myself? True to the Faith reads, if you are unsure about whether your dress or grooming is modest, ask yourself, would I feel comfortable with my appearance if I were in the Lord's presence? In addition to avoiding clothing that is revealing, you should avoid extremes in clothing, appearance, and hairstyle. In dress, grooming, and manners, always be neat and clean, never sloppy or inappropriately casual. Do not disfigure yourself with tattoos or body piercings. If you are a woman and desire to have your ears pierced, wear only one pair of modest earrings. Why should we dress nicely for church meetings?
I think it's all about wearing what the occasion warrants. I mean, you're not going to wear something that you'd wear to the beach, to church. And I know that if I see somebody wearing flip-flops or, like, leggings to cover their legs under a shorter skirt, then it kind of affects the spirit I feel at church.
I think if we dress modestly at church and do all the things that we're supposed to, we show respect for not only ourselves, but also to the Lord.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson said, quote, it offends God when we come into his house, especially on his holy day, not groomed and dressed in the most careful and modest manner that our circumstances permit. Some say dress and hair don't matter. They say it's what inside that counts. I believe that it is what's inside a person that truly counts, but that's what worries me. Casual dress at holy places and events is a message about what is inside a person. It may be pride or rebellion or something else. But at a minimum, it says, I don't get it. I don't understand the difference between the sacred and the profane. You are a saint of the great latter-day dispensation. Look the part. Acting and dressing in a way to honor sacred events and places is about God." End quote. How can we apply this counsel?
Well, when we're wearing everyday clothes to church, then we're going to act like it's an everyday thing, like we could go play with our friends. Whereas if you wear a dress or a skirt on Sunday, then you're going to feel more, I guess the word would be proper, and you're going to feel the Spirit, I think, more.
Yeah, I think certain clothing, whatever clothing we decide to wear, can invite or offend the Spirit, more or less. What do you guys think about some common clothing that is worn, such as leggings, hoodies, or flip-flops?
If you wear leggings under a shorter skirt, its leggings are tighter and you can still see basically everything. It doesn't cover anything but skin. You're still seeing the form and everything. And then I think with hoodies, people will wear them over their heads and just cover themselves up and basically hide themselves away, and you can't get to know them or see the true them.
Let's listen to another quote by Elder Holland.
"We used to speak of best dress or Sunday dress, and maybe we should do that again. In any case, from ancient times to modern, we've always been invited to present our best selves inside and out when entering the house of the Lord. And a dedicated LDS chapel is a house of the Lord. Our clothing or our footwear need never be expensive, indeed should not be expensive, but neither should it appear that we are on our way to the beach. When we come to worship the God and Father of us all and to partake of the sacrament symbolizing the atonement of Jesus Christ, we should be as comely and respectful, as dignified and appropriate as we can be. We should be recognizable in appearance as well as in behavior, that we truly are disciples of Christ, that in a spirit of worship we are meek and lowly of heart, that we truly desire the Savior's Spirit to be with us always."
Modesty is often a reflection of our self-esteem and self-worth. How can we truly feel that we are beautiful and recognize our individual worth and divine nature?
I think you have to feel confident inside that you are beautiful in the Lord's eyes and in others around you. You can present yourself modestly by still looking good and still being modest.
And also, if you just wear a smile, everyone can wear a smile, and if you just say hi to people in the hall, you feel so much better about yourself and you could brighten someone else's day.
I also think that it takes someone with more self-esteem to wear something modest, because people who don't dress modestly are kind of yelling, hey, look at me, you know? And so I think it shows that that person has a lot more self-confidence.
How do you think modesty is related to self-esteem?
Self-esteem is what you think about yourself. And if what you wear can change what you think about yourself or how you portray yourself to others, then obviously that connects together. It's going to change how you feel about yourself and whether you're going to be confident or not.
I think when you relate your modesty to your self-esteem and tie those two together, that's not really what matters. It's what the Lord thinks that matters, not what others think.
This is my first year of high school, and I went in with a friend. We were so excited to go to school together. And I remember last summer we were talking about our goals. You know, and there was the, oh, I'm going to get straight A's. I'm going to be an honor student. And then she's like, well, I want to be popular. And I was like, yeah, I can buy that. Everyone wants to be, you know, liked. But I really think she mistaked popularity for having a lot of friends. Because the first thing she did is she shortened all her skirts. You know, her sleeves all of a sudden got shorter. Her shirts were more low cut. And it was like she wanted attention. And I think that shows that her self-esteem wasn't really all there, because someone shouldn't be walking around for attention. They should be happy with who they are, and then that happiness should radiate off of them. And if that happens, then lots of friends will come. They'll be liked by lots of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think self-esteem and modesty should not be related, even though they are. I think our self-esteem should come within and not come from what others think of us.
I think people who have a higher self-esteem dress more modestly because they don't care what other people think. People with low self-esteem tend to dress more in a way that they're not modest and they're not showing respect to the Lord and to themselves. They could still be cool and still have a lot of friends and gain more self-esteem, but not in that way. If they dress modestly, I think they'd gain more self-esteem.
Here's a great quote by Sister Elaine Dalton.
Deep beauty. The kind of beauty that shines from the inside out. It is the kind of beauty that cannot be painted on, surgically created, or purchased. It is the kind of beauty that doesn't wash off. It is spiritual attractiveness. Deep beauty springs from virtue. It is the beauty of being chaste and morally clean. It is the beauty that is earned through faith, repentance, and honoring covenants. The world places so much emphasis on our physical attractiveness and would have you believe that you are to look like the elusive model on the cover of a magazine. The Lord would tell you that you are each uniquely beautiful.
Elder Holland encourages us to recognize our self-worth in this quote.
I plead with you young women to please be more accepting of yourselves, including your body shape and style, with a little less longing to look like someone else. We are all different. Some are tall and some are short. Some are round and some are thin. And almost everyone at some time or other wants to be something they're not. But as one advisor to teenage girls said, you can't live your life worrying that the world is staring at you. They are not. And when you let people's opinions make you self-conscious, you give away your power. The key to feeling confident is to always listen to your inner self, the real you. And in the kingdom of God, the real you is more precious than rubies. We should all be as fit as we can be. That's good word of wisdom doctrine. That means eating right and exercising and helping our bodies function at their optimum strength. We could probably all do better in that regard.
Does anyone have any thoughts or comments on those two quotes we just heard?
I think true beauty comes from people who dress modestly and take care of themselves. That's what really matters. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not even trying to show respect for yourself.
And also, like, everybody always has somebody at their school that everybody's like, oh my gosh, they're just so gorgeous, or they're hot or handsome. And you may see them in the halls and just keep thinking that. And then when you meet them, you find out that they think that that's all they need and their personality really isn't worth getting to know.
Yeah, I think it matters more what you think and what the Lord thinks rather than what others think of you.
I think that a lot of the things that the world considers beautiful, trying to do them to yourself can be harmful, like trying to get really thin and going on diets that can starve you, and trying to get really tan and doing stuff like that can cause cancer and stuff like that. If you do stuff like that that's harmful to your body in order to be what the world can consider beautiful, it's better to try to let your own beauty shine through and let the beauty of your spirit shine through.
I think it's kind of scary what an emphasis they put on being super skinny or having the clearest skin or the prettiest eyes. And I know that I have a 9-year-old sister, and I love her to death. She is my favorite person on this planet. And she has posters all over her room of just of celebrities that she looks up to, you know, Disney ones, but they don't even look real. They look fake. And she sees these beautiful women, and that's what she wants to look like. And she won't be happy with anything less. And so we've tried, but I think the world is putting more of an emphasis on it now than it ever did when I was little, at least. And I think you just have to be stronger, and you'll just have to work harder to build up your self-esteem, to know that you're a daughter of God and you're beautiful, even if you don't look like America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, I think most people don't actually believe that what the media portrays is beautiful. I think that We just have to set examples for others. And if we set examples for others, then others will follow our example and dress modestly as well.
I also think, too, that sometimes we have a different idea of what the world considers beautiful. I mean, we might be like, oh, in order to be beautiful, I have to be a size 00. And I have to, you know, wear the highest heels and the shortest skirt I can and just look great. Where really, the majority of the world, I don't think they're that shallow. I think that's an idea that the media has put into our head. But I think that if you're just happy with being you, then you're beautiful and people will be able to see that.
Thank you for joining us for Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. I'm Austin Maines, and thanks to our panelists, Ashley Silver, Elise Carnahan, Katrina Wright, and Dallin Jensen.
No, thanks for having
me. Yeah, thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
For more information on this program, visit our website at mormonchannel.org. To learn more about modesty, visit youth.lds.org. Thanks for listening.